Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Joining us right now to talk about what the heck is going on in this economy is a great economist. He's the senior economic contributor over at FreedomWorks. He's also the author of Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. Stephen Moore, welcome back to 97.1 FM. It's a pleasure to have you on, sir.
Hey, John, good to be with you.
So I am very concerned about the inflationary tendencies that Biden is bringing to this economy right now.
Right.
It's, in effect, a tax increase on all of us.
That's right.
How big of a concern is this?
It is a big concern, and I'm concerned it's not just the Biden administration. It's also the Federal Reserve Board, which has been kind of asleep at the switch. They met last week and made an announcement that they think this inflation is, quote, transitory. Transitory, by the way, is the new word in Washington. And so we're supposed to believe that the prices will return to normal in a few months, but I'm not buying that. I mean, they've been saying that for the last several months, and inflation is getting higher, not lower. I paid $3.49 a gallon to fill up my tank this weekend. That's a lot. I have a friend in California who's paying close to $5 a gallon now for gas. And you see it, by the way, not just in grocery prices and obviously energy prices, but look at the cost of trying to get an airline ticket. Try to rent a car. You tried to rent a car lately? I mean, if you number one, they've doubled their most of the agencies have doubled their prices. Number two, even at those higher prices, in many airports are out of cars. So it's really causing hardship for Americans, and it is what I call a regressive tax on the lowest income people. So when Biden says, "I'm only going to raise tax on people make over $400,000," he's already raised tax on people like you and me and the people listening to the show. If you have a car and you fill up your tank, if you go to the grocery store, all of these things, you're paying what I call the Biden inflation tax.
Well, I felt it this weekend. So my wife sent me to the grocery store on Saturday, and I don't like to talk, Stephen, but I'm a pretty good shopper. I go through there and I pick out a little of this, I get a little of that, and I go down the aisles. I don't really have a list. I just go down the aisles and start throwing stuff in the cart. And I was absolutely shocked when the scanner stopped scanning my stuff. It was, is real, this inflation, and it's affecting people and it's affecting family. It's horrible. How much of this is driven by just the raw, ridiculous spending that we've had over the last 18 months?
Well, you know, your wife is more tolerant than mine is. My wife won't let me go to the grocery store because all I do is get, you know, chocolate ice cream and sweets and this and that.
Butter pecan.
You didn't get anything?
That's my weakness.
Look, I think that the excessive spending and the multi-trillion dollar spending bills that Biden has introduced have accelerated the inflation, no question about it. By the way, the nation has passed another $1 or $2 trillion unpaid for one of these debt bills, because they are, look, when the government borrows and borrows more money and they print more and more money, which is what the Fed is doing, guess what? That means every dollar that you have in your purse or your wallet or your bank account is worth less. It's a thief. Inflation is a thief. It reduces the value of your paycheck in terms of what you can buy with it. And so, I agree with you. I think that the insane spending, you know, Biden's budget It calls for $22 trillion of additional debt over the next 10 years, which would basically almost double our national debt. I mean, these are insane numbers. And we've got to, even the Republicans, by the way, they go, well, we're not going to spend $2 trillion, we're going to spend $1 trillion.
Yeah, right.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
We should be cutting spending, not increasing it.
Yeah, Republicans don't exactly have a leg to stand on when it comes to spending over the last two decades.
It's a bipartisan disease in Washington. And, you know, these people live in a budget, a bubble. I mean, I keep listening to the politicians. I listen to Biden. I listen to his Treasury Secretary. I listen to the people at the Fed. We don't see any inflation. And if there's any inflation, it's transitory. It's going to go away. I'm like, why don't you people get out of the bubble, go to a grocery
live
store,
a
go
bit.
To a hardware store?
Yeah, you know, I read, I've read a couple of conflicting things about this concept of monetizing the debt. You know, some economists think that this is a horror that we're going through. And basically, it's we're no longer selling the bonds to cover our debt. We're just printing the money to cover our debt. Is this as scary as some of the stuff I've been reading?
There's this new, have you heard of something called modern monetary theory?
Yeah, right.
Have you heard about this? Yeah, most people don't. But, you know, they don't follow this stuff that closely, and I have to because that's what I get paid for. But modern monetary theory was this dingbat theory that some people in these left-wing second-rate, universities came up with a few years ago, and we used to laugh about it. Can you believe these people actually believe this, which is that you can just keep borrowing, and spending, and as long as you've got the world's reserve currency, and as long as, you know, people are willing to buy the bonds, you don't have to worry about it. And to me, that's like saying, gee, just jump out the 92nd floor of the John Hancock building and you have nothing to worry about, you know, of course, until you hit the sidewalk. And so this is what's going on right now is we are practicing modern monetary theory. The Biden people really believe this stuff. And so they're borrowing. And John, anywhere in the world where that story has had a happy ending.
Yeah, right. I mean, just look what Greece went through and so many of these nations that have literally spent themselves into economic ruin. And, mm-hmm. you know, there is a day, my sense, Stephen, and I don't know if you agree with this, but my sense is that there is inevitably a day of reckoning coming for this economy. And we've had all the quantitative easing thrown into the stock market. We've artificially pumped up the economy. And at some point, those bills come due. And when those bills come due, you know, China's holding a large part of our debt right now.
Mm-hmm.
All of this stuff, you know, it's scary.
I do agree with you. I think that this is an experiment that has been tried in many other countries. You mentioned Greece, and think about, you know, countries like Argentina and Venezuela and Mexico that have tried this. You know, somebody gave me the other day, I gave a speech a month or so ago, and somebody gave me a Zimbabwe, bill. And it's a $100 billion Zimbabwe, whatever their currency is. So it's, you know, you probably think I'm really rich, right? $100 billion of these Zimbabwe dollars. Well, you know, I looked it up. It's worth about 36 cents.
So whose likeness graces the $100 billion Zimbabwe bill?
Well, it ain't George Washington. And so, you know, but my point is, it doesn't matter how many zeros you put on your bills, right? I mean, what matters is what you can buy with your money. And it's very simple. If the government spends more and more money, there's only so many resources that we have. That means the government spends more. That means we have to spend less. And that's why the prices go up. And look, this is not complicated stuff, right? I mean, my sixth grader can figure this out. But these politicians think there's some kind of fool's gold that we can continue to spend and borrow and tax, and it's not going to adversely affect the economy. Now, look, I don't want to be too, you know, negative here. We've got an economy, thanks to the Trump, vaccine, that is really about to take off. We're going to see. I think this summer is going to be good. I think, you know, the fall is going to be good. But you raised a great point. There's always a day of reckoning. Bills have to be paid. You know, it's like, you know, when we go out, sometimes we go to these Mexican restaurants and, you know, I'll confess, sometimes I have one too margarita too many and we end up dancing on the tables and it feels great. And then the next morning I can't get out of bed.
So do you like the El Presidente, the one that's got the big bowl, or are you more of a traditional small bowl guy?
I like them on the rocks. And anyway, but I mean, the point is that you know, we're being very short-sighted here. And I think most nations, most Americans, I saw a poll today, 71% of Americans are either somewhat or very concerned about inflation because they feel it. Again, it doesn't matter what the politicians say. They can, and the media is not really covering the story either. But somebody asked me, you know, yesterday, well, gee, you know, how big of a problem can it be when the New York Times isn't covering it? I'm like, well, people don't need to hear this from the media. They see it. They feel it. Yeah. I mean, you know, you feel every time you go to the store. You can't spin your way out of this.
Yeah. And, you know, looming just around the corner is as they're debating the infrastructure bill.
Right.
In Washington and how we're going to pay for it. You know, ha ha. I just feel like, and we're in this, it's almost like the locusts every 17 years they come out, you know,
it's
taxing the rich, you know, that's become the mantra for so much of the left out there. And of course, there's no such thing as taxing the rich without taxing all of us. But people don't seem to understand that. Are we facing a tax increase in this country, do you think?
Well, certainly Biden wants the biggest tax increase in American history. There's a lot of opposition to that right now. I mean, people realize coming out of a terrible, terrible pandemic and our small businesses just finally getting back on their feet. And we want to grow back to where we were before. I think most Americans realize that would be very negative for the economy. And I think also Americans don't buy this canard that only the people make over, you know, $500,000 are going to pay these taxes. I mean, come on, when's that ever happened? Do you think somebody like, you know, Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or, you know, Zuckerberg, you think they're going to pay more taxes? They have legions of lawyers and accountants and lobbyists. They're going to find ways around paying the taxes. It's you and me. They're going to get stuck. The middle class always gets plucked.
So true, my friend. We're joined by Stephen Margarita Moore. He's the senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks. Before we let you go, Stephen, I was just out of town, and there's nobody working in the restaurants. The hotels are not cleaning your room every day because there's nobody to clean the room every day. People in this country are learning not to work. This is not good.
I've been leading the charge on this one. We have a study. I know people will go to our website, Committee to Unleash Prosperity. We have a study that was highlighted in the Wall Street Journal last week that showed that in many states, workers that still have not repealed the $300 a week bonus unemployment benefit. I know Missouri has rescinded that, but Illinois has not. And I know a lot of your listeners are in this Illinois side of the border. And this means that in Illinois, you get a couple with two kids, both parents are unemployed. You can get on an annualized basis benefits of over $100,000. I mean, it's crazy with all the unemployment benefits, the food stamps, the free health care, the free tuition, free rental assistance, all this stuff. I mean, I'm in favor of a safety net, but come on, how can and it's killing our small businesses, our restaurants, our stores,
right,
little construction sites. They can't find workers. You know, we got a little restaurant down the street from where I live in our village, and it's a popular restaurant, and they've been closing early every night because they can't get the waiters. They can't get the kitchen help, and they're paying $18 an hour. They're paying, you know, they say, we'll give you, you know, free food. We're going to give you free meals. You're going to get, you know, a free gym membership, $50 for just coming in for an interview. And I'm like, gee, how do I get one of those jobs? But it's really difficult for these small businesses to compete with their very, very rich Uncle Sam.
Yeah. Conservatives believe in a safety net. Liberals believe in a safety trampoline. They want everybody to give everybody a bounce, you know.
Yeah. I call it a hammock, you know.
Right.
And it's a big question of how this is. I was debating a liberal on Fox the other day on this, and they were saying, oh, well, why would a state like Illinois want to give this money back to Washington? I said, well, first of all, there's no such thing as free money.
Right.
The money that the federal government gives to Illinois comes from Illinois in the first place. So that's a stupid argument. And the second is because it's harmful. It's harmful and it's unfair to be, and it's bad, even bad for the workers themselves to be. You've got workers now who've been unemployed for 14 or 15 months. That's not a healthy thing.
No, it's not a good way to live. It's not a good way to find your dignity as a human being.
Right.
Well, hey, Stephen, you're a treasure. We appreciate you here on the Andy Fry Show. Great job, and I'm sure our paths will cross again.
I'll see you soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.